so excited you're along for the rise. Here at Rising, we talk all things manifestation, life purpose, and more. Join me in today's episode as we rise together.
What I find really interesting is that, well, throughout history, humans have always viewed certain ideas within schemas and within their own frames of thinking in order to mentally process ideas more efficiently. When you think of what someone who lives in California looks like, there is an image that comes to your mind. But what I've noticed time and time again is that when we apply these labels to certain situations, whether it be relationships or identifying with a career path, when we call someone a best friend or a boyfriend or a wife or a mentor, these words are riddled with expectations. They are riddled with the schemas that we've developed over time in society as individuals. And so in turn, there is bound to be disappointment when this person does not live up to our expectations, because they may not meet the schema in your head that you have created. When we call someone a best friend, we have to become mindful of how we define how a best friend shows up for us. Is that someone who is always going to answer your phone calls? Is that someone who's going to text you on a regular basis? Is that someone who's going to be there for all of the important and special events in your life? For some of us, that might be a yes, and for others, that might be a no. For others, a best friend can simply be someone who is there to provide a shoulder to cry on, someone who's there to be a listening ear and offer support in times of both accomplishment and need. It's important to realize that these expectations are different for everyone, and putting a label so heavy on someone else limits the amount of freedom that you have to explore within that connection. Calling someone a best friend with your expectations of what a best friend is, while they have different expectations, is bound to create disappointment for both parties involved, and it doesn't have to be anyone's fault. The same applies to a relationship or a marriage. The expectations that both parties have coming in must be communicated clearly. And what I've noticed is that removing these labels from personal connections I have in my life allows for so much free-flowing energy, where I can explore business ideas with that person, and I can live with that person, and I can travel with that person, and I can call that person every other day or once in 3 weeks, and it doesn't matter. And the reason it matters less is because I am choosing to remove that label and detach from the schema that I may have previously used for what a typical relationship would look like, or I may have previously applied in a typical friendship. We have heard from Eastern philosophies time and time again that attachment creates suffering. So when we detach from what the nature of a certain connection should look like, we allow for ourselves to redefine it. That can be a continuous exploration of what it looks like, open conversations of each other's needs and boundaries and preferences. It removes the pressure of them having to show up in any way for you. So if you're disappointed in a relationship or a friendship at the moment, I want you to sit down and be honest with yourself. Are there expectations you have that perhaps have been passed down from schemas, from literature and media and movies? Or are these needs that you just haven't communicated yet? What can you do differently in order to shift the way that you're feeling at the moment? What do you need in order to feel seen? And what are some concrete ways that person can provide that for you? And allow yourself to openly and without judgment listen to what they need as well from you. So the next time you find you're facing conflict in your current relationships or friendships, or perhaps you're approaching a new connection in your life, see if you can get rid of any labels that you are so deeply identifying with for this connection. Perhaps challenge yourself to experiment with other labels. Instead of just seeing them as your boyfriend or girlfriend, can you see them as your best friend, as your travel partner? Can you begin to use terms that perhaps are more broad, like life partner or companion? Notice how it feels to shift around the words that we apply to this connection. And as you're doing this, see it all as a play, as a dance. Observe it all. There's no judgment that needs to be applied. There's no errors that need to be fixed. This is simply you allowing yourself to challenge your own patterns. Notice what it's like to free yourself from the labels. And if you're open to sharing, let me know how it works out for you. I want to hear your guys' stories more often. Keep being open about what you guys want to see on the show. I love hearing from you guys. Remember to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I will see you guys all here in my next episode at Rising.